有关于主导文的奥秘
so that we can learn how to love God correctly
好叫我们能够正确的来爱神
so that our prayer life will totally change
好叫我们的祷告完全被改变
so that we can build a new family relationship with the living God
以至于我们真的能够跟永生神建立一个新的家庭的关系
come Holy Spirit
圣灵啊请你来
Come Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊，请你来。
Come Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊，请你来。
Open our hearts.
打开我们的心。
Teach us.
教导我们。
Speak to us.
对我们心说话。
Open our mind.
打开我们的心思意念。
Give us understanding.
让我们能够有悟性。
If this subject is difficult for us to understand.
如果这个主题对我们很难的话。
Holy Spirit, enable us to understand clearly.
亲爱的圣灵，请你帮助我们能够正确的来领悟。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
Let me share something with you before we go to the Lord's Prayer.
在我们还没有开始教导主导文之前，让我跟你分享一些事。
We all know that there is a book of life in heaven.
我们都知道在天上有一本生命册
Every Christian knows that
每一个基督徒都知道这件事
Now what is this book of life?
那这个生命册到底是什么呢
This book of life contains the names of all those people who have given their lives to Jesus
这个生命册上面所记录的就是每一位愿意将他生命交给主的人
When you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior
当你接受主耶稣基督成为你生命个人的救主
Your name is written there
你的名字就被写在生命册上
It is beautifully engraved in the pages of gold
那个写上去是非常美丽而且被镌刻是金色的那个书页
Many years ago, I had this great privilege of seeing the book.
在多年以前，神给我这样的一个荣幸，让我可以看到那本生命册。
It was a beautiful big book.
是一个很美的、很大的一本册子。
And the covers on the outside was a beautiful royal blue color.
在那个封皮上面是一个非常美丽、高贵的蓝色的封皮。
And all the pages in the book are not paper pages.
那每一页的那个书页不是那种纸张
Each was a page of gold
每一页都是金子
So when they write the name
所以当他们写上那个名字的时候
They don't write with an ink on a paper
他们不是用那个墨水
The angels have a beautiful pen
那个天使有一个很漂亮的笔
It seems so beautiful as if made of ivory
那个笔非常的漂亮是用象牙做成的
And when the angel write the name
当那个天使写名字的时候
They are carved into the gold pages
他们是要镌刻在那个金色金子上面
Cannot be erased
绝对是不会弄错的
If you write on paper
如果你被写上去了
You can erase it
你根本没办法把它取消掉
In heaven
在天堂
It cannot be erased
绝对的保证
Permanently written there
他写下去的
Hallelujah
写下去就是写下去了
But
但是
Those people who backslide
哦，但是呢那些退后的人
Those people who deny the name of Jesus Christ
那些拒绝承认耶稣基督名的人
The Bible says
圣经上面说
In Hebrews chapter 10 verse 29
那是在希伯来书第十章第二十九节
You trample the blood of Jesus under your feet
你等于是践踏主耶稣基督的血
The blood of Jesus that saved you from sin
那个为拯救你脱离罪的耶稣的宝血
You call the holy blood a cursed blood
你竟然就是这样子的咒诅了这个血
The holy blood that saved you from your sins
这个神圣的血曾经救赎你脱离罪恶
That holy blood will become a curse to you
结果呢现在你践踏这个血就成为对你的咒诅
You know how it will become a curse for you?
你知道吗？怎么样变成一个咒诅呢
？The holy blood that wrote your name in the book of life，
就是用那个神圣的血，以至于你的名字可以被登记在生命册上的。
That is the ink that flows in the angel's pen。
那个就是天使手中那支象牙笔里面的墨水。
It is the blood of Jesus that they write your name。
是因为耶稣的血可以把你的名字镌刻在那个金子上面。
That blood will become your curse.
所以你如果你拒你承拒绝承认后退了，这个血就成为你的咒诅。
The holy blood that wrote your name.
那么这个神圣的血
，That blood will become your curse and wipe away your name.
它怎么成为咒诅呢？它可以把你的名字从生命册涂掉。
Just now you heard the testimony from our dear sister.
就像刚才我们从我们亲爱的姐妹所听见的。
How God showed her.
神如何向她启示
？Those people who don't live right before the kingdom of God.
那些在基督徒没有在神国里面正确生活的。
God will come and remove your candlestick.
神他可以来到你面前把你的灯台挪掉。
It is not just a prophecy that she gave us.
这不是只是一个给我们的预言而已。
Not just a word from the mouth of an angel.
不是只是一个从天使而来的话语。
It is written in the Bible.
这个事上正写在圣经上面。
You can read about that in Revelation chapter 3.
你可以在启示录第三章看见。
That is one of the warning Jesus Christ gave.
在那个地方耶稣曾经给我们这样的警告。
He will suddenly come to you.
他会忽然之间出现在你面前。
You don't live right.
如果你生活的不正确。
I will remove the candlestick.
他说我要从你身上取走灯台。
If your candlestick is removed,
如果你的灯台被挪走，
it means you have lost your salvation.
那个意思表示你已经失去救恩。
You can be filling the Holy Spirit.
你不可能被圣灵充满。
You can be a missionary.
你不可能成为宣教士。
You can give your tithes and offerings.
你根本不可能去给你的奉献。
You can carry the Bible in your hand and preach the gospel.
你也不可能手拿圣经去传福音。
You can do all these things.
或许你可以做这所有的事情。
But if your candle is removed,
但是一旦你的灯台被挪去，
My dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Let me lovingly warn you tonight,
我今天晚上要带着爱来告诉你们。
Woe unto you, danger, curse unto you.
你就有祸了。
Because you have lost your salvation.
因为你已经失去了你的救恩。
Let me give you one Bible proof for that.
让我再给你圣经上面的证明。
King Saul was anointed by the prophet Samuel to be king over Israel.
在旧约扫罗王是被撒母耳神透过撒母耳恩膏他成为王。
He was a good king.
他是一个好的王。
The grace of God was upon him.
神的恩典在他的身上。
Then he began to walk disobediently before God.
但是他开始了不顺服神。
And you know what the Bible says?
你知道圣经上面怎么说吗？
The Holy Spirit departed from King Saul.
那个圣经上面说神的灵从他身上离开。
King Saul lost the anointing.
那个扫罗王失去了恩膏。
When that happened,
当这件事情发生，
God told Samuel.
那么神告诉大扫罗，
Now you anoint another king.
神告诉撒母耳说你去高另外一个王。
And David was anointed as king of Israel.
大卫就被恩膏成为以色列新的起来的王。
But remember,But listen carefully.
但是你要仔细地听。
Although the Holy Spirit departed from Saul,
当那个圣灵一旦离开了扫罗王，
he was still king over Israel.
他仍然是以色列的王。
In the eyes of the world, he was a king.
在那个世界的眼睛当中，他仍然是王。
But in the eyes of God,
但是在神的眼睛里面，
he is no more the king.
他不再是王了。
David is the king.
他大卫才是王。
Be careful.
所以要小心。
You can lose your salvation.
你可能会失去你的救恩。
Be careful.
你要小心。
All over the Bible it is written.
在圣经里面到处告诉着我们。
Somehow in our church traditions.
甚至在我们教会的一些传统里面。
Some churches teach like this.
可能有些教会这样教导。
Once you are saved, forever you are saved.
一旦你得救，你就永远得救。
It is not true.
这不是真实的。
The Bible doesn't teach like that.
圣经没有这样教导我们。
Let me just give you one small scripture.
再让我给你们一个经文。
Jesus Christ Himself said.
是耶稣基督自己说的。
In Matthew chapter 24 and the verse 13.
那是在马太福音24章第13节。
The person who endures till the end, only he will be saved. Who endures till the end.
Okay. 那个唯有忍耐到底的，终必得救。
The person who endures till the end.
只有那个忍耐到底的。
That means till you die.
那就说一直到你死。
You remain faithful.
你都要保持忠心。
If till that moment you backslide and you turn your back against God,
就如果你还没到终点，可是你就退后了，你就不忠心了。
You don't walk in the ways of God anymore.
你不再行走上帝的道路。
Remember tonight.
那么你要注意，要记得。
Please remember this in your heart.
你一定要在你的心里面记住。
Don't forget this.
不要忘记这句话。
You will never enter into the kingdom of heaven.
你永远不能够进神的国。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
With great love, God has sent me to your country.
神用极大的爱差派我到台湾来。
The Lord Jesus told me.
主耶稣告诉我。
Go and prepare my Chinese bride.
去预备我中国的新娘。
That is why I'm here in your country.
这就是为什么我在台湾。
I'm here to prepare the Chinese bride.
我在这个地方预备中国教会的新娘。
To warn the Chinese bride that Jesus is coming soon.
就是要来提醒中国的教会，耶稣的日子近了。
To warn the Chinese bride, get ready, get holy.
要让中国的教会新娘成为圣洁，成为预备好的。
That is why I am here.
这就是为什么我站在这里。
Don't take your salvation for granted.
不要把你的救恩当作理所当然。
So we all know about the book of life.
我们都知道生命册。
But let me tell you one mystery today.
但是今天我再告诉你们另外一个奥秘。
There are actually many books in heaven.
事实上在天堂有很多书。
If you read Daniel chapter 7,
如果你读但以理书第七章
and Revelation chapter 20,
还有启示录第二十章
these two scriptures says,
在这两章当中说
on the judgment day,
在那个审判的日子
many books are open,
所以有很多的册子都被打开
the book of life is just one of the many books,
生命册只不过是天上其中的一卷书而已
there is another book called the book of remembrance,
但是呢还有一本书呢叫做纪念册
In that book God faithfully records every sacrifices that we make for him
在那本册子当中神很忠实地记录每一个人为他所做的奉献和牺牲
Let's say for example
让我举一个例子
You save a lot of money to buy a house
比如说你存了很多的钱要去买房子
And then you hear an appeal for funds made
Appeal?结果后来你就听到就是有一个有关于奉献的报告
And you're hearing about the great need in China
然后呢你的心里头就有一个对中国的负担
Or the great need in your own country
那因为这个也是属于你自己国家的
And the pastor makes the appeal
然后呢牧师就在台上邀请
And the Holy Spirit prompts you
然后呢圣灵也在感动你
Give that money
把这个钱给出去
But you tell
可是呢
Oh, but Lord, I have been saving this money to buy a house.
你跟神说神啊可是我这钱是存起来要买房子的
Again, the Holy Spirit tells you.
可是圣灵又再次的告诉你
Make that sacrifice.
奉献这个钱出去
And you take the money.
然后你就拿这个钱
All your life savings.
就是你一生所积蓄的
And you give to the works of God.
然后呢你就奉献在神的工作上面
My dear brothers and sisters.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹
God sees that.
神看见了
He will write in that book of remembrance.
他会记在那个纪念册上
My daughter
我的女儿
very sacrificially gave all her life savings for my work.
她牺牲性的奉献用她一生的积蓄投资在我的工作上
Jesus Christ faithfully writes everything.
神就耶稣很忠实地记下来
When you are doing that
当你这样做的时候
An angel stands beside you.
然后天使会站在你旁边
everything.
他就写下所有的事
I know.
我知道
because I have seen that book and I have seen angels writing all that
因为我看见那本书而且我也看见天使怎么记录下来
my dear brothers and sisters
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹
one of the greatest gift that God gave me is opened my spiritual eyes to see Jesus and the angels
神就是给我这样一个恩典打开我的眼睛看见天使看到天堂
in a meeting like this
就像这样的一个聚会
when Jesus Christ wants to bless the people
那么耶稣他想要祝福
when the angels of God come down to do something to the people
然后呢天使就降下来要来服侍弟兄姐妹
my eyes see them
我眼睛看见他们
that's why I can tell you with all boldness what is happening
所以呢这就是为什么我可以很清楚地告诉你们到底发生什么事
then there is another book
还有另外一本书
called the Martyr's Scroll
那本书叫殉道士的册子 echo 太大
It's a very special scroll
那是一个很特别的册子
I didn't know about this scroll
我不知道这是怎样一本册子
One day I was praying
有一天我在祷告
And I was deeply meditating and waiting in the presence of God
然后我就是很深的默想而且浸在神的同在里面
In a vision I saw a gigantic big scroll
然后呢就在那个异象当中看到一个很巨大的册子
And the scroll was opened
然后这个书卷被打开展开很大
And I saw many people's signature on the scroll.
然后我看到很多人签名在上面。
So I was looking, ooh, what is this scroll?
我就说，哎，奇怪，这是什么样的册子？
Many signatures.
有好多的签名啊。
So I was looking around.
我就到处看。
See if I can find any familiar signature.
看看有没有我熟悉的名字。
And I find a few people's signature that I know.
我就发现有一些人的名字是我认识的。
So I asked the Lord Jesus.
我就问主耶稣。
What is this scroll?
主耶稣啊，这是什么册子啊？
The Lord Jesus told me.
主耶稣告诉我。
This is the scroll that contains all the names of the martyrs.
神说，这本册子上面包含了所有殉道者的名字。
All those people who gave life for me.
因为这些人为我牺牲生命。
When they come to heaven.
当他们来到天堂。
Before they go in.
在他们还没有进去之前。
They will all sign on this scroll.
他们都要在这本册子上签名。
Very special scroll.
是一个非常特别的册子。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
To die as a martyr is a very, very high call.
为主殉道是一个非常神圣的呼召。
Is the highest call anybody can ever receive from God.
这是一个最高的呼召，没有人可以可以从神得着其他更高的呼召了。
Not everybody get the call.
那但是每一个人都可以有这样的荣幸。
This is what Jesus taught me.
这是主耶稣告诉我的。
The highest call.
他说这是最高的。
Because there are many, many blessings.
因为他有很大的很多的祝福。
I can go on for one week and teach you about martyrs.
我可以就是花一周的时间，可以一直跟你们教导殉道方面的事。
Because this subject Jesus taught me for 8 months.
因为关于这个主题，神跟我讲了8个月。
Every day when the time for my prayer comes.
每一次当我祷告的时间到了。
Jesus enters into my room.
耶稣就进到我的房间。
Like a teacher.
就像一个老师一样。
So he will tell me.
他就告诉我。
Are you ready?
你准备好了吗？
Are you ready for today's lesson?
你准备好今天的功课了吗？
So he is the teacher.
所以他是老师。
I am the student.
我是学生。
I will say, yes, 老师。
我说是的，老师。
Sir, I am ready.
我是的，我准备好了。
So I have a paper and my pen with me.
我就带着纸还有笔。
Whatever he tells me, I quickly write down everything.
耶稣告诉我的，我就赶快记录下来。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
It's a very, very high and noble call.
殉道，为主殉道是一个非常神圣而且是最高的呼召。
And Jesus Christ have a very special crown for the martyrs.
而且耶稣基督为那些殉道者预备了非常特别的冠冕。
Other people get an ordinary crown of life.
其他的人呢，都得着那种很普通的生命的冠冕。
But the martyrs are not like that.
但是殉道者不一样。
They get a special crown.
他们有一个特别的皇冠。
Because they gave their life for Jesus.
因为他们把他们的生命给了耶稣。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it is a noble call that you have surrendered your life to.
所以呢，这样的一个为主殉道是一个非常高贵的呼召。
I am very, very excited.
我非常的兴奋。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
God is going to do a mighty big work in China.
因为神在中国准备做一个非常大能伟大的工作。
And nobody can stop it.
没有人可以拦阻神。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nobody can stop that work.
没有人可以拦阻神的工作。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, give God a good clap offering.
让我们真的是给神一个最好的奉献。
Nobody can stop the work that God is going to do in China.
因为神在中国所做的工作无人能够拦阻。
The time is coming now.
因为神的时刻已经来到。
We are very, very close to the time.
我们已经非常靠近这个时刻了。
In fulfillment of that great work that God is going to do.
为了成全神这样的一个伟大的工作。
Last year the Lord Jesus told me.
去年神告诉我。
My main call is to go and evangelize the nation of Tibet.
神给我最主要的呼召是去跟西藏人传福音。
So since 1986, every year I go to Tibet.
所以从1986年开始，每一年我都去到西藏。
That is my main call.
这是神给我最主要的呼召。
Last year,
去年
we were praying one day.
有一天我们在祷告。
An angel of God came down from heaven.
有一个天使从天堂下来。
And he had a scroll in his hands.
然后呢，有一个书卷在他手中。
He opened the scroll to me.
然后他就打开这个书卷。
And he began to read from the scroll.
然后呢，他就开始念书卷上面的字。
Thus saith the Almighty God.
全能的神如此说。
God is going to send a mighty revival to Tibet.
全能的神要在西藏四下极大的复兴。
God's glory is going to sweep all over Tibet.
神要拆毁西藏的那些黑暗权势。
Before that can happen,
在这些事情还没有发生之前
，God wants you to go and prepare the nation in prayer.
神要你去到那个国家来预备人心。
All over the country,
全国。
Go and pray all over the country.
就是你去到各国，就是要去祷告，去预备他们。
Make 7 journeys covering the whole country.
你要就是做七次旅行，旅游全世界各国。
This was the command God gave me.
这是神给我的命令。
So from the month of April last year, every month I went 7 times to Tibet.
所以呢，从去年的四月开始，我就每个月都去到那个西藏七次。
We covered the whole country.
就是
sorry,
covered. 走遍全西藏。
Prayed at every spot.
然后呢，就为每一个地方祷告。
Redeem the land.
然后呢，就是来拯救那些羊群。
And gave it to the hands of God.
而且呢，就把这些羊群交给主耶稣。
You know the Tibetan people worship Buddhism.
你知道西藏的人他们是拜佛教的。
But their Buddhism is not like the Taiwanese Buddhism.
但是他们的佛教跟台湾的佛教不一样。
It is different.
是不相同的。
It is mixed with witchcraft.
因为他们的佛教是跟巫术结合的
and the worship of demons
他们是在敬拜魔鬼
the history of Tibet says like this
那在西藏的历史里面这样记载
the whole country has been dedicated to Satan
就是这整个国家呢是已经被献给撒旦的
so the Lord Jesus told me
所以主耶稣告诉我
now it is your duty to give this country to me
现在呢我给你的护照就是你要把这个国家带回来给我
So we walked length and breadth of the country.
所以你就要走遍这个西藏。
Doing prayer work all over the country.
你要在这整个西藏里面就是做行走祷告。
From the north to the south.
从北到南。
From the west to the east.
从西到东。
All over the country.
就是全国。
We prayed.
我们祷告。
To communion.
我们就是行那个
Lord's Supper.
圣餐。
Sansan.
Yeah.
And symbolically dedicated Jesus to Tibet to Jesus by planting a cross in the country.
然后呢，我们就是用设立十字架的方式，就是单纯的把西藏重新献给耶稣。
You know, all over Tibet.
你知道吗？全西藏。
We planted more than 300 cross.
我们大概树立了超过300支的十字架。
So when heaven looks down at Tibet.
所以当天堂往下看。那个西藏的时候
they will not see Buddhist statues
他们就不再看到那个菩萨了
they will see cross
他们会看到十字架
everywhere cross
是到处都有十字架
everywhere Jesus Christ is Lord
在每一个地方耶稣基督坐着为主
Hallelujah
Amen
Hallelujah
Amen
the same way
同样的
the Lord told me
主告诉我
he is going to open China
他要打开中国
Tomorrow night I will tell you that.
明天晚上我会跟你们分享。
The call and the plan of God in my life for that.
就是神对我生命当中有关于中国大陆的呼召跟计划。
And I will also tell you tomorrow night.
那明天晚上我会跟各位分享。
How when I came last year to Taiwan.
就是我去年来台湾。
I saw the angel that is in charge of Taiwan.
我看到那个天使来审判台湾。
You know, every country has got an angel.
你知道吗？每一个国家都有一个天使。
Every church has an angel.
然后每个教会有个天使。
So over every country there is one chief angel.
但是呢，在每一个国家有一个天使长。
And it is his duty to look after that country.
然后就是来就是监督这个国家。
So when God wants to speak to that country.
所以当神要对这个国家说话。
This angel will bring down message from God and speak to the church leaders.
那么那个天使长就会从天上把神的话带下来告诉教会的天使。
Or this angel will bring a message to a prophet for that country.
然后呢这些天使就会带给就是这个国家的那些先知让他们传讲。
So last year when I came to Taiwan.
所以去年当我来到台湾。
I was praying in Tainan.
我那时候在台南祷告。
And this angel came and stood before me.
那一个天使从天上降下来站我旁边。
And he was wearing a golden belt.
他有一个金色的腰带。
On the belt I saw.
在那个腰带上我看见。
The word Taiwan written.
我看到一个字台湾。
In the past, I've seen many, many angels of many, many countries.
那我曾经看过许多国家的天使长。
So when I saw this angel,
所以当我看到这位天使
I knew,
我知道
this is the angel of Taiwan.
这是那个台湾的那个管理台湾的天使长。
And he gave me a word for this country.
然后呢，他就把关于台湾的话告诉我。
Tomorrow, I will share that with you in detail.
明天晚上我会跟大家分享细节。
Tonight, let us continue our study.
所以今天晚上让我们继续教导。
Turn your Bible to the book of Matthew chapter 6.
让我们翻开马太福音第六章。
Matthew the chapter 6 and we will read verses 9 to 13.
那我们要从第九节念到第十三节。由我来读哦。所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。阿门。
Look at verse 10 tonight.
然后我们看第十节。
We have studied our Father in heaven.
我们已经 学到就是我们在天上的父。
We have studiedHallowed be thy name.
我们也学到什么叫做愿人尊你的名为圣。
Tonight we are going to look at another principle in the Lord's Prayer.
那今天晚上我们要继续来看主导文当中的另一个原则。
Verse 10 says,
第十节说
May your kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
That is the third principle that the Lord Jesus Christ taught us.
这是主导文当中主耶稣教导我们的第三个原则。
My dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
The Lord JesusTaught this prayer as a model prayer.
主耶稣这个祷告是一个一个就是模范的祷告。
But in our Christian life, in some churches, we all mechanically pray this prayer.
但是呢，在我们的基督徒的生活或在教会里面，我们开始机械式的来背诵主导文。
When you pray this prayer without realizing what you are saying,
当你呢来做这样来背主导文，却不了解它里面的含义。
This prayer loses its power.
那么这个祷告已经失去它的果效。
This is a powerful revelation that the Lord Jesus Christ gave to us.
这是主耶稣基督给予我们有关于神祷告的一个大有能力的启示。
The disciples never asked Jesus teach us how to preach.
因为呢门徒从来没有告诉问耶稣说教我们怎么去传讲信息。
The disciples never asked Jesus teach us how to heal the sick.
门徒也没有向耶稣求说教我们怎么样医病人。
But the disciples asked Jesus,
但是门徒问耶稣说
Lord,
主啊
teach us how to pray,
教我们怎么样祷告
teach us how to pray,
教我们怎么样祷告。
When the Lord heard that,
当主耶稣听到这句话
among all the teachings,
他就在这所有的教导中
this is the most powerful teaching the Lord Jesus gave,
这可以说是主耶稣所有教导当中最有能力的一个教导。
How to pray,
怎么样祷告？
You know, let me tell you one truth.
让我告诉你们一个真理。
Or rather, let me tell you one secret.
或者我告诉你们一个秘密。
Many times we pray.
每一次当我们祷告。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣啊
，Lord,
触摸我的心。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣啊
，Touch me, bless me.
碰触我，祝福我。
Have you prayed like that?
你们有没有这样祷告？
有吗？
有吗？
I'm sure you all have prayed like that.
我确定你们都曾经这样祷告过。
Let me reveal to you the heart of God today.
但是今天我要向你们启示耶稣的心是什么。
You know, whenever you say, Lord, touch me.
当我常常这样祷告说主啊碰我。
You know what Jesus is telling you?
你知道主耶稣怎么告诉你吗？
I'm always touching you.
我总是在碰触你啊。
When are you going to touch my heart?
什么时候你才来碰触我的心呢？
When are you going to touch my heart?
什么时候你才愿意来碰触我的心呢？
Let me ask you one question.
让我问你们一个问题。
Why does the Lord Jesus tell us like that?
为什么主耶稣要这样子来对我们说呢？
Because when you pray,
因为当你祷告，
Your prayer is only going to the ears of Jesus.
你的祷告只到耶稣的耳朵里面。
And out of His love and grace, He grants your request.
那所有呢耶稣的爱跟恩典你都觉得是理所当然的。
But not many people's prayers are touching his heart.
但是呢很多人他们的祷告都没有去碰触到耶稣的心。
They don't go deep into the heart of Jesus and wipe away his tears.
他的祷告没有深深的触动到耶稣的心，擦去耶稣的眼泪。
Let me show you another secret.
让我再告诉你们一个秘密。
When Jesus Christ was hanging on the cross,
当主耶稣基督被挂在十字架上的时候
，He said seven words.
他说了七句话。
Among the seven words, there is one word.
那其中的七句有一句说
，He said, "I thirst."
他说我渴了。
I thirst.
我渴了。
And one Roman soldier wanted to give him some drink to drink.
所以呢，有个罗马士兵就拿了一些东西给他喝。
He refused to drink that.
他拒绝喝那个东西。
Why?
为什么
？If Jesus Christ is thirsty.
如果耶稣基督他渴了。
Why he doesn't want to drink that?
为什么他不喝这个饮料呢
？My beloved brothers and sisters.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Let me tell you one truth.
让我告诉你一个真理。
The thirst that Jesus thirsted.
那个耶稣基督的渴。
Is not for water.
不是能够用水来解决的。
It was for the perishing souls.
乃是为那个宝贵的灵魂而饥渴。
On the cross, he was thinking.
在挂在十字架上的时候，他想着。
I thirst for the souls. I thirst for the souls.
我为这些灵魂而饥渴。
Who will touch my heart?
谁能够来碰触我的心
？You know why he prayed that with a broken prayer?
你知道为什么带着这样破碎的心来祷告
？You know when Jesus was hanging on the cross.
你知道当耶稣被挂在十字架上
？He was a broken-hearted man.
他已经是一个心碎的人了。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗
？All the people whom he trusted,
就是那些他所信赖的那些人
，the 12 disciples,
那些门徒
who were with him for 3.5 years,
那些跟他三年半日夜相处的人
，they were so close like family,
那么的亲近像一家人。
He trusted them,
他相信他们。
Among the 12 disciples,
而且在这十二门徒当中
，Peter, James, and John were the closest to him.
彼得、雅各、约翰更是靠近他。
He trusted them so much.
他是这样的信赖他们。
But when he was hanging on the cross,
可是当他被挂在十字架上
，not a single person was there.
没有一个人在那里。
All ran away.
全部都跑了。
Everybody forsook Jesus.
全部都离开了耶稣。
The heart of Jesus was broken.
耶稣基督的心在那时候破碎了。
But one person was there.
一个人死了。
You know who was there?
你知道谁吗
？Only three women.
就是。三个那三个妇女
，Only the woman were faithfully standing there before Jesus。
只有那三个妇女忠心的守在主的旁边。
So Jesus said。
所以主耶稣说
，I thirst。
我渴了。
Who will touch my heart？
谁能够碰触我的心
？My dear brothers and sisters。
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
This prayer that the Lord Jesus Christ taught us。
这个祷告是主耶稣告诉我们的。
When you learn the deep meaning in each point that Jesus said。
如果你深深的来研究主耶稣教导的每一点。
It is a pointers that Jesus Christ gave us to use in our prayer.
那你就会知道，这每一个都是主耶稣指定我们要运用在我们祷告里面的。
When you pray that prayer,
当我们这样来祷告的时候
，Your prayer is not just going to the ears of Jesus.
你的祷告不是只是要来碰触耶稣的耳朵而已。
Your prayers will go and touch the heart of Jesus.
你如果真的用这个来祷告，你这个祷告会触摸到耶稣的心。
And that will give great joy and pleasure to Jesus.
这样的祷告会为耶稣带来极大的喜乐跟满足。
In Matthew chapter 3 verse 17,
在那个马太福音第三章第十三节
，When Jesus Christ was baptized in the water,
当耶稣他受水浸的时候
，He came out of the water,
他从水里上来
，The Holy Spirit came upon him,
圣灵降在他的身上
，And he looked up to heaven,
他就看着天。
The heavens were opened,
那时候天打开了
，And the voice of God the Father spoke.
那父神的声音就出来。
What did God say?
神说什么
？This is my beloved son.
这是我的爱子。
In whom I am well pleased.
是我所喜悦的。
This is my beloved son.
这是我的爱子。
In whom I am well pleased.
是我非常喜悦的。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Why did God look at Jesus and say that?
为什么当父神看着耶稣，他可以对耶稣下这样一个评语
？Is it simply because Jesus Christ is the Son of the Living God?
只是因为耶稣基督他是永生神的儿子吗
？No.
不是的。
If it is yes.
如果是这样的话
，Then you and I have no chance to stand before God.
如果是这样的话，你跟我都没有机会能够站在父神面前。
No, that is not the reason.
所以这不是主要的理由。
What is the reason?
那到底什么是理由？真正的理由呢
？Jesus Christ lived a life that was pleasing to God.
乃是耶稣基督真的活出一个讨神所喜悦的生命。
Whenever Jesus prays,
每当耶稣祷告
，He prayed a prayer that touched the heart of God.
他祷告的每一句碰触父神的心。
Let me show you one secret.
让我再告诉你一个秘密。
In John chapter 1 verse 18,
在那个约翰福音第一章第十八节
，The Bible says Jesus Christ came from the bosom of God.
那边讲到说耶稣基督乃是父怀里面出来的，父亲的胸怀出来的。
Bosom is a place that is close to the heart.
什么是胸怀？乃是最靠近心脏的地方。
The Bible says,
圣经说
Jesus Christ came from the bosom of God.
耶稣基督乃是从父的胸怀里面出来的。
Which means,
那个意思是
that bosom of God,
就是那个上帝的胸怀
is the secret place where Jesus Christ is always dwelling.
那个就是一个耶稣基督常常住的隐秘处。
There he meets God.
在那个地方他遇见神。
There he talks with God.
在那里他与神交谈。
And God talks with him.
而在那里神也与他交谈。
He touches the heart of God the Father.
他摸到父神的心。
And God touches his heart.
而神也摸到耶稣的心。
Let me share this vision to you.
所以我跟你们分享一个意象。
There is a very, very saintly man of God living in South India.
在那个南印度有一个人，他活很悲伤的活着。
A mighty man of God.
他是一个神大有能力的仆人。
I know this man of God very well.
我非常认识这个人。
We are very good friends.
我们是很好的朋友。
One day when he was praying.
有一天当他祷告的时候。
His spirit was taken up to heaven.
他的灵被提到天上。
That is a very rare gift God has given him.
那这是一个很特别的礼物，神给他的。
Every time he prays,
每一次当他祷告
，his spirit will be up in heaven.
他的灵就被提到天上。
Every day, thousands of people write to him for prayer.
那每天呢，有数以千计的人写信要他代祷。
When he takes up their prayer request in his hands,
每一次当他拿到这些代祷信的时候
，the moment he closes his eyes,
每当他闭上眼睛
，he is standing before God in heaven.
他就发觉他站在天堂神的面前。
And he will pray for all those people.
他就为那些人祷告。
One day,
有一天
as he was praying,
当他正在祷告
his spirit was taken up to heaven,
他的灵又被提到天上
and he was taken before the throne of Jesus Christ.
他被带到耶稣基督宝座的前面。
Jesus Christ was sitting so majestically on the throne like a king.
那么耶稣呢，非常的神圣地坐在那个宝座，像一个君王一样。
This happened very early in his life.
那这些事情是在这个人早年的时候发生的。
When the Lord Jesus saw him,
然后耶稣基督就看着他。
He asked him,
他就问他说
What do you want, my son?
我的儿子啊，你要什么？
So he told Jesus,
他就告诉耶稣说
Lord, I want all the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in great power.
我希望就是这那个圣灵的九大恩赐都能够非常有能力的显明。
The Lord looked at him.
耶稣看着他。
You know, normally the Lord Jesus got a very, very smiling face.
你知道，通常耶稣的脸都是笑脸。
He's always smiling.
他常常都是微笑的。
Even if you ask him question,
即使你问他问题
，instead of answering you,
他有时候没有回答你。
He will just smile at you.
他就是对你看着笑。
And when he smiles at you,
当他对看着你笑
，you will forget the whole world.
你就会忘记了所有的事情。
You will even forget what you ask him.
你甚至都忘记你问过他什么。
Just that one smile will make you forget everything.
就是这样的一个微笑就让你忘记了一切。
But this time,
但是这一次
the Lord Jesus never smiled.
耶稣一点都没有笑。
Just looked at him very strictly.
非常严肃地看着他。
Again he asked.
他又再次地问
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣啊
I want all the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in great power to do your work.
主啊，我要你圣灵九大恩赐，可以大有能力为你做工。
The Lord never answered.
主从来没有回答
sitting quietly,
他就很安静地坐着
very serious,
非常的严肃
just like me how,
就像现在他这样
then suddenly,
忽然之间
somebody was pushing his hand,
忽然有人就在碰他的手
come on,
快啊
pray like this,
要这样子祷告
he turned around,
他就转过去
there was nobody,
没有人啊
again somebody was whispering behind him,
哎，忽然又有人在对他说
Don't pray like that.
不要这样子祷告。
Pray in a different way.
要用另外一个方式祷告。
He turned around.
他又看转过去看。
There was nobody.
没有人啊。
Again, the person was saying.
又再次那个人又说。
This time, the person prayed.
这一次这个人来祷告了。
Oh, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣啊。
You said the harvest is plenty.
你说那个庄稼已经成熟了。
The laborers are few.
但是工人太少了。
Look at this young man.
看看这位年轻人。
He is willing to do your work.
他真的愿意为你工作。
All he's asking you is for the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit.
他问你他所祷告的那个圣灵九大恩赐。
Why can't you give to this man?
为什么你不给他呢？
All this while this man of God was wondering who is this person praying?
就在这一 长的时间，这个人一直在想，这到底谁在祷告？
Suddenly he reminded.
忽然之间，他想起了。
It was the Holy Spirit who was praying.
哇，那是圣灵在祷告。
Romans chapter 8 verse 26 says.
在罗马书八章三十四节那边说。
We do not know how to pray.
我们不知道该如何祷告。
But the Holy Spirit helps us to make intercession for us.
但是圣灵用说不出来的叹息为我们代求。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit helps us to pray.
圣灵帮助我们来祷告。
Not only he helps you to pray.
不只是他听见你祷告。
He also prays for you.
而且他还为你代祷。
So the Holy Spirit went on praying like that.
所以圣灵就继续的为这个人祷告。
After that, a smile came on the face of Jesus.
当圣灵祷告完了，耶稣的微笑就回来了。
So the Lord Jesus told him.
耶稣就告诉他说。
I must go and ask the Father for that.
我必须去问父神来成全这个祷告。
Saying that, the Lord Jesus quickly walked away.
然后就在说的时候，耶稣很快的就走了。
So this man of God don't know what to do now.
然后呢，这个神的仆人不知该如何是好。
So the Holy Spirit told him.
所以圣灵就告诉他。
Why are you standing here?
你为什么站在这里呢？
Follow Jesus.
赶快跟耶稣去。
So he ran.
所以就赶快跑。
He followed Jesus.
赶快跟耶稣去。
Jesus ran to a far away place.
那耶稣就去到一个很远的地方。
When they reached that place.
然后去到那里。
It was a perfectly still and peaceful.
那个地方是非常非常的安静的。
When he looked at the place,
当他看着那个环境
，there were many many snow covered mountains.
然后呢，有很多就是被雪所覆盖的山。
If you have seen the Himalayan mountains,
如果你看过喜马拉雅山
，something like that,
就有点像那样子
，all covered with snows,
全部都是被雪所覆盖
，everywhere that glory like that.
然后呢，每一个地方都充满了荣耀。
Then he saw Jesus there.
他就看到耶稣在那里。
And on one particular huge mountain.
然后就在一个很特别高的山上。
There was a thick glory cloud.
然后呢，有一个很厚重的云彩。
The Holy Spirit told him.
然后圣灵就对他说。
That is God the Father over there.
他说父神就在那里。
So Jesus Christ told him.
然后耶稣呢，他就。
You wait here.
他就对他说：“你在这边等。
”I will go and talk to God first.
我现在要去跟父神说话。
So Jesus Christ went.
所以耶稣就去了。
He came very near the cloud.
然后就很靠近那个荣耀的云彩。
At that moment, the cloud parted.
就在那时候，云彩就分开来了。
Just like the place of the heart.
就有点像那个心的地方。
The cloud parted.
然后呢，那个云彩就分开。
Jesus Christ entered into the cloud.
然后呢，耶稣就进入云彩。
As the man of God was wondering.
然后那个神的仆人就很惊讶。
The Holy Spirit told him.
圣灵又告诉他。
Jesus Christ has now entered into the bosom of God.
因为现在耶稣呢，他进入到父神的胸怀。
He went inside the bosom.
他进入上帝的胸怀。
A long time there was like a conversation between two persons.
然后很长的一段时间，就好像感觉到两个人在那边交通。
Then after some time.
然后一段时间之后
，the cloud opened again。
然后呢，这个云彩又打开。
Jesus came out。
然后耶稣走出来。
Came straight to this man of God。
然后就直接的走向这位神的仆人。
He said, "My dear son."
他说：“我亲爱的儿子。
”God has answered your prayer。
神回答了你的祷告。
Go back to this world。
回去吧。
From today。
从今天开始。
You will minister to me with great power。
从今天开始，你将会大有能力的来侍奉我。
From that day。
从那一天开始。
Till today。
一直到今天
great miracles take place in the man of God's ministry
就在这位神的仆人的身上大有能力的服事彰显
he even have a television ministry in India
他甚至在印度也有电视的事工
people sitting down and watching the program
那些人都坐下来看这个节目
they get healed
然后他们就得医治
they get miracles
然后就经历神迹
My dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Jesus Christ always goes to the bosom of God.
耶稣他总是进入父神的胸怀
And he touches God's heart.
然后呢去碰触上帝的心
So Jesus Christ taught us this prayer.
所以耶稣教导我们这样祷告
Seven steps.
有七个阶段
Seven points.
七点
That we can build our prayer life.
让我们可以建造我们的祷告生活。
When you pray,
当你祷告
to touch the heart of God,
你能够感动神的心。
We use these seven points in our prayer.
你就是利用这七个原则来祷告。
And、when you pray this prayer,
当你用这样的方式祷告。
When you pray like that with all these seven points,
你用这样的方式祷告这七点。
I promise you tonight in Jesus' name.
我今天晚上奉主耶稣的名应许你们。
Your prayers will always be answered.
你的祷告总是会蒙垂听。
阿门，
阿门。
100% your prayers will be answered.
100%你的祷告要蒙垂听。
You will never ever have an unanswered prayer.
你将永远不会找到一个未蒙应允的祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Why?
为什么？
Because your prayer touches the heart of Jesus.
因为你的祷告终于感动神的心。
It doesn't go to his ears.
不再是只在他的耳朵上面。
It goes straight to the heart of God.
而是一路的直接的进入他的胸怀。
You touch the heart of Jesus.
碰触到耶稣的心。
Jesus stretch out his hands.
然后耶稣就伸出他的手。
And he will give you more than what you ask.
而且他所给你的是超过你所求所想。
You ask for one thing.
你可能只为一件事祷告。
He will give you seven things.
但是他要给你7倍。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me give you a Bible proof for that.
所以让我给你圣经的证明。
I will give you two testimony for that.
我要给你两个就是可以来证明的。
Firstly,
第一个,
the testimony of King Solomon.
就是那个所罗门王的祷告的见证。
God appeared to him in a dream.
神在梦中向他显现。
And he asked him,
他就问神说,
Solomon, I'm very pleased with your sacrifice.
神对所罗门说, 我非常喜悦你的奉献。
What do you want?
所罗门你要什么?
Ask me.
问我, 向我求,
what do you want?
你要什么呢?
King Solomon thought.
所罗门王就想,
what shall I ask?
我到底应该求什么?
Shall I ask for all the gold in the world?
我是不是要求全世界的金子呢?
Shall I ask for the kingdom of Taiwan?
还是我要求那个台湾这个国家呢?
Shall I ask for China?
还是要求中国呢?
He was thinking like that.
他就在想咯。
Then her thought came to me.
忽然就有个意念。
No.
不不不。
Let me ask for something that is very dear to the heart of God.
你一定要求一个对神来说也是非常宝贵的。
So King Solomon said.
所以所罗门王就说,
Oh Lord God.
主啊,
you are the great God.
你是伟大的神,
you are the King of the whole universe.
你是全宇宙的神,
you have given me these great people to judge.
你给我这么些伟大的百姓来管理。
One thing I ask you.
所以我只向你求一件事。
Give me wisdom.
给我智慧。
Give me understanding.
给我悟性。
To judge these people.
能够来审断管理这些百姓。
To rule your people.
能够来管理你的百姓。
I tell you.
我告诉你,
when God heard that prayer,
当神听见这个祷告,
that prayer touched the heart of God.
这个祷告碰触感动了神的心。
He was so pleased.
他是这样的高兴。
He told Solomon,
所以他告诉所罗门王,
my dear son,
我亲爱的儿子,
you could have asked for gold or silver.
你没有求, 向我求金求银。